Well, the thing about covetousness or greed, mm-hmm. you know, to put it simply, is, you know, how do you protect yourself against greed? I mean,
yeah.
make sure our desires are in line with God's desires. And then when we ask for something, it's actually going to be in line with His will already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also going to keep us from trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, you know? That old saying, well, got to keep up with the Joneses. well, when we put all of our longings into the physical treasures of earth, you know, it really tells us where our hearts are. You know, Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if we're really focused on just this world, that's where our heart's going to be.
Yeah.
But if we're focused on God, that is where our heart is going to be, and that's where our desires are going to be. And, you know, once our desires line up with God's, I mean, like, we can't help but have, you know, those godly desires in place.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because as we were even reading the question, I was thinking about, okay, well, I totally get that we shouldn't be greedy, but then what's the difference between ambition and greed? But I think you answered both ways, because if our heart is in line with what God has for us, these things are going to line up and work themselves out just by nature of what it is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It'll erase the covetous nature by having the desire of God in your heart.
There you go.